Welcome to the Meditative Aiden podcast. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Brock.
And today we're going to be talking about mindfulness and what mindfulness really is.
Especially because it's so hard to grasp the concept of mindfulness, let alone apply it to your daily life.
Absolutely. And I think the best way to start this off is by talking about the definition of mindfulness, what mindfulness is.
And what it isn't.
Exactly. I think that we can get a pretty good understanding of the background of mindfulness and what it's used for and its real purpose, right?
Yeah, let's jump in.
Okay. So the way that most people define mindfulness is as an intense concentration on the present moment. And the thing is that although that is one part of it, that's not the entire picture. The way that it's described in a lot of Buddhist contexts and a lot of spiritual practices is as something that is when you bring an intentional awareness into the present moment to be one with the present moment, to experience it.
Definitely. It's all about being in the moment.
Exactly. Hashtag YOLO. And that's the thing, is a lot of people will mix it up and think that it's all about the YOLO. I really didn't just say all about the YOLO.
Yeah. Hashtag be in the moment.
Yeah. So, and the thing is that it's not just about, you know, like, eat, drink, and be merry. It's about experiencing the richness of the present moment and understanding how to relate to the here and now.
Definitely.
So the definition that we'll be working with is that it is an intentional awareness on the present moment where you bring love and compassion and an open-minded curiosity to the situation at hand.
Yeah.
So with that, like, a lot of people will assume that when you are practicing meditation, you're doing it to kind of get control of your emotions. Have you heard that before?
I have.
And the thing is that it's not so much about, like, sitting down and meditating so that you can control your depression or you can control your experience. And the best way that I know how to exemplify this is, like, stubbing your toe. And the thing with stubbing your toe is that it hurts a lot. And for those of you, and hopefully all of you that have experienced it, you know exactly what we mean, right? When you stub your toe, there's a pain response in your body, right? And when you look down at your toe, you can sit there and try to mindfully control the pain, but the pain isn't going to go away, right?
Right. It's like a river, like a pain river that you can't hold back.
Yeah, like a river of pain.
River of pain.
Which is what we're renaming the podcast. The Meditative Aiden River of Pain. And I love that analogy, actually, because it's a lot like the river of pain is flowing, right? It really is like a river. Imagine a river. And imagine that you're trying to control this river. The river doesn't care that you're trying to control it. You can try to put your hands in it, and the river is going to go around, right?
Yep.
And that's a lot of what our experience of reality is like, where we try to control the present. We try to control the moment, and the moment is going to do what it's doing no matter how much you try to control it. So another example that illustrates this really well is, in addition, is depression, right? So for all of us that have experienced those sensations of sadness and depression before, you know that when you sit down and you try to control that feeling, it doesn't work. And the reason that that doesn't work is because when you sit down and you are trying to tell yourself to control the sadness you feel, it's a lot like going against that river, except you put your hands in the water and the river makes you cold. Or a better way to describe it is that when you go into the river and you expect it to behave differently, and then your expectation is not met, then you beat yourself up for not being able to control the river. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. And I definitely relate to that.
Absolutely. And I think most people can. A personal example for me, what that's like for me is when I've experienced sensations of sadness. Oh, man, that's a whole book.
Sensations of sadness.
Sensations of sadness. Oh, gosh. When I experience that sense of depression, I will go into the experience, especially before my meditative practice, and even now, and I will try to tell myself that I'm going to control how I'm feeling so that I feel better. You need to get it out. What are you laughing at?
Sensations of Sadness and River of Pain.
I know.
Two best-selling books.
I know. It's like a spy novel, Sensations of Sadness. So my personal experience when trying to control the sensation of depression that I feel, when I go into that situation and I tell myself I'm going to control how sad I am, I usually end up butting heads with that metaphorical river, because what I'm trying to do is impose my own expectations upon the experience itself. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And so what I'm doing is I'm really creating a lose-lose situation, because I'm going to go into this situation and I'm going to come out without being successful. Now, this isn't to say that that depression can't be conquered, but this is to say that if you go into the experience expecting that, the river of that sadness is going, the metaphorical river will not stop, right? And it will run out when it decides to run out.
Yeah.
So another great example is anxiety. And I love using these examples because it really gives us a better picture of what mindfulness is. And with anxiety, it's really difficult because in the moment of anxiety, all you can think about is the gloom and despair that you feel, right? Or that sense of just panic inside of you where you have to run, right? And the thing is that when you go into that experience of anxiety, when you sit down and say, I'm not going to feel this anxiety, that doesn't make it any better.
Definitely. And oftentimes it just makes it worse.
Exactly. I mean, going back to depression, it's just like when someone says, maybe if you stop thinking about it, like, I don't know how many of you have ever been told that, but does that make you feel any better about the situation? Probably not. And it's similar with these experiences with depression and anxiety, where when you sit down and tell yourself, I am not going to feel this way, it's not acknowledging the actual presence of that experience.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's where a lot of inner conflict comes from, is trying to change your experience of that moment. And what mindfulness really is instead of coming into stubbing your toe and depression and anxiety and sitting down and trying to control that experience, what you're doing is you're bringing your awareness into the moment to allow yourself to be at peace and at ease with that experience. So in the metaphorical river, when we look at that river, we can look at it and it causes us some amount of grief, right?
Right.
And we can try to control it, but the river is going to flow, right? And mindfulness teaches us how to sit next to that river and be okay with the river flowing. And it's about not just like sitting and watching the river, but changing your perspective on the river itself and how you're looking at the river. Because we build these constructs in our mind of how we want this river to behave and what we want it to be. And coming into the bank of that river and looking at it and allowing yourself to just perceive it. Let's go of all those expectations that lead to those difficult situations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think oftentimes, at least personally, I struggle with anxiety when I try to change the fact that I have anxiety. It gives me anxiety to think about anxiety.
Yeah, and a lot of that, you would probably agree, is because you feel like you have this feeling of anxiety and you can't change that, right?
No matter what I do, and so I keep trying to find something different instead of coming to terms with it and saying, this is how I feel.
Right. And I think it's really important to say there that it's not about just like pretending the anxiety isn't there or just assuming that you have to succumb to the pain of anxiety all the time, right?
Yeah.
So how would you say it's different?
Well, using your river analogy, I would say that when you're being mindful, you're taking a step out of the river to perceive that experience differently. That's what mindfulness is, really, is a different perception, a different experience than the turmoil and the tumult that is happening inside of the river of emotion. If you stay in that river of emotion, you succumb to the river, whether you're trying to swim or if you just stand there, it does you no good. You still get dominated by the river. But once you take a step out of that and see it differently, then I think that's winning emotionally. And taking control of what's happening to you instead of taking control of what is happening to you. I think that makes all the difference.
The power of that analogy, like you said, it's all about, you can't change the fact that the river is there, right? In this analogy.
Right.
But you can change the way that you are perceiving it, which then allows you to have a different experience of that.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
And I think that isn't to say that when you step out of the river that you're not going to feel anxiety, because that anxiety will still be there.
Right.
But allowing yourself to step to the side and not get in the way of it will allow you to let the anxiety run its course, so to speak. Now, the thing about this is that the ability to walk out of that river of experience isn't super easy, and it takes time to learn how to do that, which comes through deliberate, constant practice. And that's something we're going to talk about more as this podcast continues.
Yeah, definitely.
But it doesn't come immediately, and it takes that work. We wanted to keep this one short for your guys' sake and for ours.
Yeah, so feel free to check us out on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, as well as YouTube. Check us out for more education on this topic and some tips on how to practice mindfulness.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.